Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Nike called runner Oscar Pistorius the bullet in the chamber. Well, now the Nike ad with that slogan has been removed from the Olympic athlete's official website after the stunning news that Pistorius, known as the Blade Runner for his high-tech artificial legs, has been charged with the murder of his girlfriend at his home in South Africa. Police say Reeva Steenkamp was shot four times inside the house in a gated community in Pretoria. Lydia Polgreen is Johannesburg bureau chief for the New York Times. Lydia, how are South Africans reacting to this? And remind us what he means to that country.
There is just very deep shock at this news in South Africa. Oscar Pistorius has become known across the world, you know, as a hero to people with disabilities, kind of a symbol that no matter what kind of adversity you have to overcome, the human spirit can triumph. He was born without fibulas, had his legs amputated, and went on to become a world-class runner, not just in the Paralympics, but in fact was able to achieve a lifelong dream of competing against able-bodied athletes at the Olympics just in 2012. So the significance globally is enormous. And for South Africa, which is a country that's been through a few tough years, his story has been a reminder of the specialness of this country and the specialness of its history. And he's really a hero that's been embraced by everyone here. And so there's just complete and utter shock and devastation at this news.
Yeah. Well, earlier today, we'd heard reports that perhaps Reeva Steenkamp was coming to surprise Pistorius because it's Valentine's Day, and that he thought she was an intruder. What are police saying about that?
Those rumors were circulating on Twitter earlier in the day with very sort of sketchy sourcing. It wasn't clear where it was coming from. And then later on in the day, the police came out and categorically said that those rumors did not originate from the police and that they knew nothing about this, that any claim that this had been a mistaken identity or something of that nature. And in fact, for a lot of people, that type of incident would sound quite familiar. There was, in 2004, an incident of a very well-known rugby player shooting his 19-year-old daughter and killing her in quite similar circumstances. So I think people were ready to believe a story of that kind. But as the day progressed and as the news sort of started to slip out about what exactly unfolded at Oscar Pistorius's home in Pretoria, that reading of events began to seem less and less likely.
Well, there had been previous incidents at the home. There had been charges of domestic violence at the home.
Well, the police said that there had been reports of incidents of a, quote, domestic nature. They didn't go into details about what that meant, but they were also interviewing neighbors, and there were reports that there may have been a very loud fight of some sort, shouting, coming from the house in the early hours of this morning. So all of these things put together, and the fact that the police have said that they will oppose any effort to give bail to Oscar Pistorius at the hearing tomorrow morning, seems to indicate that they think they have a fairly strong case for murder against him.
Well, meanwhile, the debate there mirrors one that you might hear anywhere. We understand you're reporting that there's a gun-free South Africa organization, an anti-gun violence organization. A spokesperson is already saying that, you know, this idea that you have to have a gun to protect your family is not borne out by data. It's more likely that a gun in your home is going to put your family at risk. So is there a gun control debate there?
Yes, and quite interestingly, South Africa actually passed a new gun control law in 2004. In the years immediately after apartheid, crime really spiked. Everybody was terrified that, you know, under the new government there was going to be a kind of lawlessness, and in a way there was. Huge numbers of new gun registrations in that era. And in 2004, the rules were tightened so that people could only own one gun. Every gun had to be licensed. You had to do a training course in order to have a gun and things like that. And Adele Kirsten, who's the head of Gun Free South Africa, told me that there's been a dramatic drop in homicides, gun homicides, since that law took effect. And when you look particularly at the killings of women by their intimate partners, it used to be that 30% of women who were killed by their intimate partners were killed with a gun. That number has now dropped to 17%. So gun control advocates in South Africa argue that this legislation has been effective. Now, in the wake of this, I think there's probably going to be new questions about whether more needs to be done.
Lydia Polgreen, Johannesburg bureau chief for the New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.